When you came in tonight, hopefully you were handed an outline. Now would be a great time for you to get your outline out. We are going to close the hospitality table at this time. So if you can stay with us throughout that time, that would be great. Well, if you were here with us at the beginning of this series, I explained how this 8-week biblical investigation started. It all got really stirred up this past December. You see, 2007 had been a year filled with a lot of new and different struggles for me, for my family, and especially for Westbridge. And during one particular 5 a.m. drive to the firehouse, these things that we've been talking about were rolling over in my mind. I kept thinking about the life that God gives us when we give our hearts to Him. So I was rolling the plethora of different opinions over in my mind on what our reborn lives are supposed to be. How one person may say that life with Christ is a life of struggle. It's a life of burden, just like the early Christian martyrs of the first 3 centuries experienced. God, in His graciousness, gives us forgiveness and eternal life. Therefore, we shouldn't complain at all about what we get on this side of eternity. And then I considered how others say that God will actually prosper us here in our earthly lives if we only have the faith for Him to do so. That God wants all of our lives to succeed, and that God wants us to be triumphant in everything that we put our hand to. And that would include finances and our health and our spirituality. Well, that's what I was thinking about. As I drove through the light rain on that pale, dark-lit highway, I remember saying to God, "You know what, God, I've never experienced this prosperity that You talk about in Your Word." That was all it took. That was the trigger. That one little prayer, that one second of honest confession led me on the journey that we have been studying that we titled Life to the Full. And we have learned a great deal. And I encourage you to go back to our website and download or listen to the messages of the first 5 in this series on Life to the Full. They are free. You can download those. You can put those on your iPod. You can burn them to a CD. But listen to those. But as for tonight, I want to take you back to that moment in my car back in December at 5 a.m., just before the sun came up. Back to that triggering sentence. See, my statement to God was basically, "Lord, I have never experienced this prosperity that You promise in Your Word." Prosperity. You know, prosperity is a hot issue these days. There's the name your blessing and claim your blessing. If you can believe it, you can receive it. But does God really promise this to us in His Word? Is prosperity really a part of Jesus' promise in life to the full? Remember we looked at that in John 10:10? The B section. Aaron, if we can go to the next slide. Jesus said this, "I came that they might have and enjoy life." That's why He came. "And have it in abundance. Life to the full till it overflows." Now, perhaps Jesus' promise here is taken out of context. Maybe He meant something else. Does God really prosper His people? And is that something He promises in His Word? Well, let's see. In your Bibles, turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 4. If you don't have a Bible, that's fine. I'd like you to bring your Bible so you will be in the Word. But if you haven't brought it, we're going to bring it up on the center screen. But this is 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10. And here's what it says. Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. His name actually means sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that thou wouldst bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me." And the Bible says, and God granted him that request. Here in this passage, the Bible introduces us to a man named Jabez. And we are told that Jabez was a very good man. He was an honorable man. Well, this very good and very honorable man asks God of all things to prosper him. He asks for, the first thing we saw, he asked to be blessed by God. He asked to have God increase his property. He asked to have God on his side in all things. He asked God to keep him from evil and to be kept at peace in the storms of life. Now, as far as I am concerned, that's a pretty good definition of prosperity, don't you think? And if you read the sentence after Jabez's prayer, it says, and God granted him that which he requested. Now, my question was this: are you and I to expect the same? Are you and I to actually expect to be blessed by God as believers? Are you and I actually to expect to have our possessions increase? Are we to actually expect to have God at our side at all times and to be kept from evil and to have peace of mind through the storms that come towards our souls? I want to offer you the answer tonight. And the answer is unequivocally, yes. We are to prosper according to the Bible. That's a pretty good promise, isn't it? Back in the trucks, Lord. Come on, pour some sugar on me. Come on, Lord, I'm ready to prosper. This is great. I love that you promised this, and I'm ready to be taken on to all those good things. But wait a minute. This all started with me driving to work that day at 5 a.m. and saying, after over 20 years of following God, God, I have never experienced this prosperity that you speak about in your word. What happened? Well, what I want to get straight tonight and what I want to offer you is the sixth handhold in grabbing hold of life to the full. And the handhold number six is this: recognize blessings. What God did was he made abundantly clear to me that December that I was doing a horrible job of recognizing the blessings that God had prospered me with. Just like Jabez's number one request, I and you, as followers of God, have been and continue to be blessed by God. Gang, one of the first things that I forgot about that morning was how incredible a blessing my eternal life is. I had not counted God prospering me with my eternal future as any kind of prosperity. But God reminded me, and I want to remind you, what God has for us in the future, what he is guaranteeing you and me, is beyond our wildest imagination and bigger than our biggest dream. God shows us a glimpse of what he has prospered us with in Revelation 20 when he shows John. Allow me to read this to you. You don't have to go to Revelation 21. Let me read this to you. Here's what John saw in the heavens. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the old heaven and the old earth had disappeared, and the sea was also gone. And I saw a holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, like a beautiful bride prepared for her husband. I heard a loud shout from the throne saying, "Look, the home of God is now among his people. He will live with them, and they will be his people. God himself will be with them. He will remove all their sorrows, and there will be no more death, no more sorrow, no crying, no pain. For the old world and its evils are gone forever. And then the one sitting on the throne said, "Look, I am making all things new." And then he said to me, "John, write this down. For this, what I tell you, is a trustworthy and true saying." And he also said, "It's finished. I am the Alpha, I am the Omega, the beginning and the end. To all who are thirsty, I will give the springs of water of life without charge. All who are victorious will inherit all these blessings. And I will be their God, and they will be my children." Friends, we are going there. God has made it so. And it is one of the many things that he prospers us with. But we forget that. But not anymore, hopefully. But is our prosperity, is it only something that God wants to give us in the future? Is that what we're talking about when he says we'll be prospered and it will be in heaven? After all, remember what I said to God that morning was, "I've never tasted of this prosperity here in my earthly life. I meant in my possessions, in my blessings." But Jabez's second prayer that he was granted was for his property to increase. Well, as I thought about that, as God spoke to my heart throughout that time, I started recalling the things that I had long since forgotten. I started to remember the times when I would sit on a porch swing every night, all alone, studying my Bible, playing my guitar, and praying that God would prosper me with love, that he would send me a woman to increase my property, to raise my own family. You know what? James 1:7 says this: "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from God." These good gifts come down from the creator of the sun, moon, and the stars. I couldn't help but realize that God had prospered me with that gift, that good and perfect gift of my wife. That's prosperity, gang. That's increasing your property and expanding your life. And let me ask you, has God sent any good and perfect gifts into your life? How about your health? Any children? Good and perfect gifts. They're from God. How about good friends? I have good friends. Oh, that God has prospered me with good friends. How about a roof over our heads tonight and a thermostat that works? How about a loving church that welcomes you and wants to see you? How about your car? Some more blessed than others. How about our freedoms? Amazing to stand in a public school and talk about Jesus Christ. Our clothing, more than enough to eat. Gang, what God had me do was take an inventory of all the things that my life has acquired since I gave Jesus Christ my life. And I did that. It was staggering to look and compile all the increase that God has brought into my life. And I'm sure it's no different for any of you. And so, this is going to be your action step this week. I would love for you to write out an exhaustive list of all that God has prospered you with. And then, I want you to be brave enough, you don't have to, but I'd love for you to be brave enough to come back in here next week and show me your list. I want to see it. You don't have to, but I'd love to see it, and I think you'd be happy to show it. Someone may come up to me with a list that says, "God gave me a puppy." Someone might say that God cleared my confused mind. Or God got me into a school when I thought school was done in my life. Or maybe God brought a job into your life that you needed desperately. Gang, the Bible says every good gift and every perfect gift is from God. It has nothing to do with us here. These good gifts come down from the Creator of the sun, the moon, and the stars. You know, one of the coolest things that has happened in the life of Westbridge happened in the women's group. When they started the women's group, they actually wrote down their prayer requests every week on a list. There is this list. It's out there. There's this list that has all the women's prayer requests on it. If you're a woman, you can get a hold of that. And if you're a man, you're out of luck because you're just out because the men haven't figured out how to do that yet. We're working on it. And you know what? That was smart doing that because those prayers on that list got answered. An awful lot of prayers God said yes to. God promised, and he came through. Spouses were saved that were on that list and changed. Children were rescued from bad situations. Provisions appeared. And the whole thing was chronicled. Gang, every one of those things on that list, every one of those prosperous blessings qualifies as a good gift and a perfect gift from God. But living the prosperous life does not end there. Jabez is granted even more. He is given the prosperous gift of having God at his side at all times. God said it was granted. This is a gift, gang, that we really often overlook this one. Seldom do we picture God standing next to us when we have to go before the judge. But he's there. Rarely do we envision God standing at the end of that hospital bed. But he's there. God does not give us everything that we ask for, just like we don't give everything our kids ask of us. But God, the perfect parent, is always on our side, always working for our best. This sixth handhold, recognizing blessings, it's one of the things that I believe Christianity of our time has grossly missed. I really believe that. We are inept at recognizing blessings. And I thought that tonight we'd show you that in a little different way. Our friend is getting a wake-up call. A wake-up call to recognize the blessings in his life. And I would have to put myself in that same position this past December. In fact, I think we all find ourselves in that position every now and then. But I pray that as a church family, we would cease doing that. I pray that as we live life to the full, we would constantly remind one another of the amazing things that God has prospered us with. You see, I don't believe you can live life to the full unless we live in a mindset that constantly remembers the prosperity and the good that God has heaped upon us. So I wanted to give you a little jump start on your homework tonight. I'm going to ask the ushers to come through, and they are going to hand you a pack of Post-its. On this pack of Post-its, I would love you to take one Post-it and write down one of the things God has prospered you with, one of those blessings. And maybe one of you use a second Post-it and write another one, maybe a third, maybe a fourth. And then I want you to take those Post-its, and the band is going to come forward, and I want you to go to the back, and they're going to put up a wall of white tables. I want you to take your Post-its and stick them anywhere you want on that table. It's wise for us to recognize our blessings. So as the Post-its are handed to you, if you need pens, they're back at the table as well. Think of what God has really increased your life with since you've met him. Is your eternal life something that you've been taking for granted? This incredible citizenship in his heaven? And are there things here? Have you seen your health get better? Have you seen God provide every meal, a place to sleep, anything, good friends? And has he been with you in those times where you felt like you were all alone? Aaron, would you play? Are you and I, come on, us, we're not Jabez. Are you and I actually to expect to be blessed by God? Are we actually to expect to have our possessions increase? Let me ask you to stand up and face the back and look at what God has done.